English with you, a daily introduction to English words and phrases.
Hi, this is Jennifer Yu with English with you.
안녕하세요, English with you의 Jennifer Yu입니다. 오늘의 영어 표현은 out of your mind. Out of your mind입니다.
When you're listening to American English, you might hear this phrase, out of your mind. Well, what does this mean? We'll find out. But first, let's listen to today's conversation. Listen carefully.
I just got two tickets to see Paul McCartney in concert. Want to go with me?
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool. How much were the tickets?
$200. I bought them from someone, so I had to pay a little more.
Whoa, are you out of your mind? Sorry, but I'm not going to pay that much.
본문에서 줄리가 I just got two tickets to see Paul McCartney in concert. Want to go with me?
나 폴 맥카트니 공연표 두 장 샀는데 같이 보러 갈래? 라고 하자 맥스가
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool.
정말이야? 나야 아주 좋지.
How much were the tickets?
그런데 표값이 얼마야? 라고 합니다. 줄리가
$200. I bought them from someone, so I had to pay a little more.
어떤 사람한테 사서 조금 더 비쌌어. 라고 하자 맥스가
Whoa, are you out of your mind?
와, 너 정신이 있는 거니?
Sorry, but I'm not going to pay that much.
안타깝다만 나라면 그렇게 비싸게 사지 않았을 거야. 라고 합니다.
네, 오늘의 표현 out of your mind
잘 알아두시고요. 그럼 다시 한번 대화를 들어볼까요?
I just got two tickets to see Paul McCartney in concert. Want to go with me?
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool. How much were the tickets?
$200. I bought them from someone, so I had to pay a little more.
Whoa, are you out of your mind? Sorry, but I'm not going to pay that much.
Today's expression is out, O-U-T, out of, O-F, of your, Y-O-U-R, your mind, M-I-N-D, mind, out of your mind. If someone tells you that you are out of your mind, it means that you're a little crazy or not thinking straight. It's usually said to someone who has done or said something stupid or silly. Out of your mind.
말 그대로 해석하면 너 정신 나갔니? 라는 의미인데요. 당치도 않은 말을 하거나 어처구니 없는 일을 저지른 사람에게 쓸 수 있는 표현입니다. 정신이 있는 거니 없는 거니? 제정신이 아니구나 정도의 의미죠. 오늘 본문에서 줄리가 폴 맥카트니 공연표를 $200 주고 샀다니까 맥스가
Whoa, are you out of your mind?
와, 너 정신이 있는 거니? 라고 말입니다. 이제 예문을 통해 오늘 표현에 대해 더 자세히 알아보죠.
Why would you pay $500 for a hotel room for just one night? There is a pretty decent one for $100. You must be out of your mind.
라고 하면 호텔에서 하룻밤만 잘 건데 왜 $500씩이나 쓰고 그래? 100달러만 내도 아주 좋은 방 구할 수 있는데 말이야. 너 정신이 나갔구나 라는 뜻이 됩니다.
Now you know what out of your mind means, right? Then we will listen to the conversation for the last time.
I just got two tickets to see Paul McCartney in concert. Want to go with me?
Oh my gosh, that would be so cool. How much were the tickets?
$200. I bought them from someone, so I had to pay a little more.
Whoa, are you out of your mind? Sorry, but I'm not going to pay that much.
Let's review. If someone tells you that you are out of your mind, it means that you're a little crazy or not thinking straight. It's said to someone who has done or said something stupid or silly. Out of your mind. Out of your mind. Now try using this expression on your own.
그럼 다음 시간에 다시 뵙겠습니다. 지금까지 English with You의 Jennifer입니다.
Until next time, bye-bye!